spot that breaks. Oh, it didn't break, but it's already broken. Oh, my brass dumbbells.
Lenny Copeland and Tom Smith are facing something that is becoming more and more familiar to residents of the North State.
Not much is left. What didn't burn melted. I see devastation. I see everything we ever had is melted or broken or twisted and not repairable. A lot of it is not replaceable. This was a historic store, and a lot of this stuff dates back to the gold rush days. You know, that's irreplaceable. This was a Persian brass tray table that my mother had got when we were in Syria. Lived in Syria for 3 years. So brass burns.
The Ono store was a local hangout until Copeland and Smith turned it into their residence about 5 years ago. They kept a lot of historic items from the store's collection. Almost all of them were destroyed in the fire.
People keep saying, oh, that's replaceable, that's replaceable. Well, it's not unless you have lots of money. And we don't have lots of money.
The Ono store and International Cafe was a piece of living history. Copeland thinks it opened around 1947.
It was a place where the gold miners came, lumber people, agriculture. This wall here, actually two or three walls, and the ceiling was covered with antiques from those days. There were gigantic saws for the lumberjacks, pans for panning, I mean, just all kinds of antiques are now gone. And, you know, everybody from around here came to the Ono store, you know, drinking beer and eating our famous hamburgers. You know, it was a getting together place for everybody in this community. This was a garden here, all ashes.
Smith and Copeland say their cat, Meow, perished in the fire. They don't know what comes next, except that they don't plan to rebuild where the store once stood.
But I'll tell you, the worst part of it is not the loss of stuff, but the loss of a way of life, a familiarity, a routine. You know, every morning we'd wake up and we had our routine, you know, play with the cat, have orange juice and muffins, let the cat out, water the yard, just one thing after another was our routine. And now we don't have a way of life anymore.
That's Lenny Copeland at the former Ono store in Shasta County. The property that used to be our home was Tom Smith. It was destroyed in the Zog fire. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayek.